Hello Leo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, September the 24th, and the whole week ahead. Lots happening in your 12th house of spirituality and psychic matters. So whether this means your own clairvoyancy is going to come to the fore, and we all have those kind of feelings, or whether you're going to visit or meet somebody who is quite psychic in their outlook, there is a very kind of unworldly, even supernatural vibe to your day. Immerse yourself in it. Here's your Sunday stars, where the moon moves into your sign, Leo, and that's good. Even the square to Venus isn't too problematical, although do watch out for a gay man or a woman who tends to be rather greedy and ungrateful. Well, don't let their ungraciousness get in your way, because the rest of your stars are fun, frolicsome and full of happiness. You should make sure that you do a lot of the things you want to do today and don't be manipulated by someone around you. Here's your Monday stars, one of the best aspects, Sun conjunct Jupiter and in your third house. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. The third house is about communication. And when you get Sun conjunct Jupiter there, it gives you creative abilities, from creative writing to artistry to all kinds of things, acting, performing, but also makes you popular with people around you. The next few weeks, even months, you can really cut a dash and make a name for yourself. Here's your Tuesday stars. Well, Mars leaves Sagittarius and now moves into Capricorn. And for you, this means the next 6-7 weeks, you must concentrate on your health. Mars is connected to muscles and to blood and to all of those things which give you stamina, adrenaline and energy. And if you're lacking in those things, then check out what vitamins you're missing or minerals you need. Or maybe you need to get to the gym or play a sport, but you should concentrate on your health now. Here's your Wednesday stars. Moon's in Virgo, so we're talking money. There's some really nice aspects around today when it comes to financial matters. But there's a square to Saturn, which means to me you shouldn't cut corners when it comes to anything with authority. So if you owe money to customs or the Inland Revenue, anything like that, get it paid for. Or if you've got to do anything with corporates, don't let them get away with blue murder. If you need to check them out and show them up. And here's your Thursday stars. More to do with money and finance, but the conjunction to Mercury means investing in money from brain power. So if you invest your money into anything where you can learn and study, perhaps sign up for a course of some kind, do it. And the connection to Pluto means power that comes through what you know. So this is for the learned Leo, for the Leo who is looking for knowledge and looking to increase their intellectual side. Do it and you won't look back. And here's your Friday stars. Lots happening in the sign of Libra. Well, that occurred earlier this week too. And this is good for you to meet people, especially around you. So your next door neighbour, your community, or maybe brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins. But there is a reaching out and a need to talk, because unless somebody knows how you feel, remember this, they're not a mind reader. So there's no point in feeling hard done by or sad unless you've opened up your heart.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.